Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
It's time for the Happy Half Hour with your friends, Kristen Balboni, Will Bryan, and Darren Gant.
It's that time of the week. It is the Happy Half Hour podcast with your friends Will, Darren, Kristen, and producer Matt. Guys, not a lot going on this week. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about for the next half hour. Any ideas?
I don't know. But I know it's going to be a happier half hour than if we'd have taped it at 9:30 yesterday morning. I know right. That.
We are taping on a Friday morning. We usually tape Thursday mornings. But there's a little bit of news going on about this time Thursday morning. One person by the name of Cam Newton is back on the Panthers.
Cam.
What was that? Is that a thing?
It was. Cam. That's what I always used to yell every time he touched the ball for like 8 years.
Is that because you were a reserve on the a cappella group?
Yes. I don't know.
What's
there's the name of the group? The Quarter Pounders.
Quarter Pounders. Yeah.
There's just something about the name Cam that just screams that it needs to be sung in an Italian tenor voice.
I've never thought that, but...
Yeah, but he's a rock star. I mean, and that's the thing about Cam Newton, and that's what made yesterday such an interesting day, for lack of a better word, is Cam Newton moves the needle. Will could go through all the web traffic numbers and all that kind of stuff, and it's amazing the amount
That's what's coming up for the next 10 minutes. Will's just going to read
article. My stat of the day.
Yeah. The amount of interest in this man is because... he's the guy you want to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I have always compared quarterbacks to lead singers in rock bands, and that's what Cam is. I remember when he moved through the combine before he was ever drafted here, it was like the Beatles had walked through the RCA dome. It was just this phalanx of people behind him, and it kept growing with every step
he took. Can I amend that for a second? In my mind, I completely agree with you about quarterbacks being lead singers. I would say I don't think every quarterback is equivalent to the lead singer of a huge band. I think there's just a few.
Yeah,
there's
well, not just every a, I think band you is
could,
good.
That's true. I think you could count on 2 hands the number of quarterbacks who have that rock star, superstar magnetism, and he's one of them. There's no doubt about it.
He is absolutely one of those guys.
Who's the rock star that you're comparing him to?
I have always said he's like Jim Morrison to me because he dresses funny and he writes this weird poetry that nobody understands. And he's
talking about his Instagram font?
Yeah. I mean, his font. It's like, what is that?
I just love the way you described it. It's weird poetry.
But
that no one understands.
When Jim Morrison was on stage, even if you didn't understand it, even if he scared you a little bit, which he probably should have, and he starts talking about lizards and whatever, it's like, oh my God, I can't take my eyes off this man.
Yeah.
And that's what Cam has. I mean, and whether he's great, whether he's old Cam, I thought it was interesting when Fitterer said it yesterday, we don't expect him to be 10 years ago Cam. I don't think that's a fair expectation to put on the man. I don't think the human body can do that for 15 years without some kind of effects. But he's still worth watching. And the last time we saw him, you know, Fitterer caught him in week 2 last year when he was with the Seahawks. They played in the Sunday night game out there. Cam throws for 400 yards and a touchdown, runs for 2 more, and nearly dove over the goal line for a last-second game-winning touchdown, my God.
And I know that that a lot of Panthers fans remember that game because I feel like last season it was like required viewing. You watch if you're a Panthers fan, you watch the Panthers game and you watch Cam, right? Yeah. I mean,
and the beginning of Cam's season last year, he played very well. They were very successful at the beginning of this year in preseason. You know, obviously his snaps were limited. They were trying to work in Mac, but you know he looked good. He was completing passes. You know, it's Cam, they also said this yesterday, Cam is healthy. You know, Cam has not been taking months and months of hits. He hasn't been, you know, throwing
physicals
for months and months.
Out.
You know, there's 8 games left right now, and Cam is healthy. And that's something that they valued highly when thinking about this.
Right. And I remember talking to people about it when he went to New England. I was like, I don't know, based on the physical status, problems he had with the shoulder here. I said, I don't know if Cam can play 16 games in a season, much less 7. And I said in 2020, after he left, I said, but if he could ever get to a place where they only needed him for 7 or 8 games at a time, well, guess what?
Well,
that's here.
I was just going to ask you, considering all that we heard yesterday and with the physical status, why then you thought he had been sitting at home,
right?
And you just explained it.
Yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of people, you know, had reasonable concerns. And, you know, I don't know that it's long-term sustainable. But that's the thing, that from talking to people on the other side of the building who were involved in the football decision over and over, the thing you kept hearing is, this is not about 2011. This is not about 2022. This is about today.
Yep.
Right now, this next 8-week sprint for the rest of the season, how much he got left and how much he has left is going to say a lot about what the Carolina Panthers do over the next 2 months.
And just before we go forward, as we look at the next 2 months, Darren, will you give us kind of a Cliff's Notes of what everyone has said about when we think we'll see Cam on the field, what his role is going to be? Because that's, I think, been overshadowed just in the return. I mean, he was here at the stadium yesterday, so a lot of the attention, a lot of the attention has been focused on that, and rightfully so for Panthers fans and the people of the Carolinas. But what are we hearing in what role he will play?
You know, and bless his heart, P.J. Walker is going to start this week.
I didn't know where you were going, but I know anytime someone from North Carolina says bless his heart,
I feel for P.J. because he was so excited about bringing the juice this week, and having a change at quarterback might have done some good, and now it's completely overshadowed. I think, and they have all insisted P.J. is going to start, and they're going to continue down that path because he's had all the work this week after Sam's injury. So he's going to continue to start. They didn't bring Cam Newton in here to not play.
Yep.
And I refuse to believe. I don't think Matt Rhule's going to yell at me for giving away trade secrets, but I can't imagine a situation where if they're at the goal line in Arizona on Sunday, then we don't see big old number one out there on the field. I mean, it's not necessarily even goal line. They brought him here to play. So,
well, and that's what Matt Rhule has said. That he said, I'm not signing anyone.
Yeah.
I'm not paying anyone for them to bring energy to the locker room.
Right.
We are bringing everyone here to compete, and
this
that includes
about
him.
Ball. And I can't, like I said, I just can't imagine a situation where, you know, and part of the reason Cam didn't talk last night to all the people who were here wanting to talk to Cam Newton was he was holed up in meetings with Matt, with Joe Brady, with the offensive staff, and it wasn't so he could just get caught up on a playbook. It's what, you know, that's one of those source my two eyes things. He going to do something on Sunday.
Oh.
So, well, stay tuned. Get your popcorn.
Source my two eyes things. I like that.
Sources. I've got two sources, right one and a left one.
Right.
So for context purposes, how long, I mean, now this is the Panthers that he's rejoining, but it's a new staff. He had a couple of months with the staff very early on before both sides parted ways. How long do you expect the average or the talented, however you want to put it, quarterback who is coming in 8 weeks into the season, 9 weeks into the season, to take to learn the playbook? To be ready to go out, and I can see what you're saying about, you know, potential goal line situation, packages. How long does that typically take when you're picking up somebody from the street?
You know, the good news is it's going to be quicker than a 22-year-old quarterback walking in off the street. And that's, you know.
Or a guy that can't use his legs.
Right.
You know?
And that's the thing that was interesting, too, yesterday when they compared it to Stephon Gilmore. I think it was Scott who said it was like Stephon. when he came in, he's 31 years old. He's not 21 anymore. He's not as fast as he used to be. He's coming off an injury. But because he knows where to go, he's a half step faster.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't spend time processing. It's just knowledge that's in his head that he can immediately put into play. And because Cam has, I mean, I think that being in New England, a completely different kind of system, is going to help him because when you learn things, your mind stays elastic. And you did things a certain way for a long time, and then you did it a completely new way, and now you're coming back and doing things in a little more, you know. So I think that Cam's experience and Cam's ability to pick things up on the fly are going to be helpful. But I think mostly he's always been an instinctive player. Mm-hmm. Even in the Mike Shula days, he always looked best in rhythm situations in 2 minute when he could improvise a little bit.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they are just drawing plays up in the dirt for Cam. But I think they're, you know, that's when he's always been at his best, and I think they recognize that.
And part of the thing that's cool in this situation is at least two guys were there when he was improvising. You know, DJ Moore knows what's happening when Cam does this, and Cam knows what's happening when, you know.
And the other guy.
And the other guy. You know, when Christian comes through the line and he's looking at a linebacker and he's going to go this way, that way, or that way, Cam knows which way he's going to go, and he's going to throw the ball before he makes that move. And that's something that, you know, isn't in a playbook. That's not something you get from just studying film. That's because these two guys have done it before. And I think that has value, you know, at the outset.
And, oh, by the way, they ran 47 times for 203 yards in Atlanta with Chuba Hubbard, Amir Abdullah, Royce Freeman, and Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
What do you reckon they're going to do with Christian McCaffrey and Cam Newton?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. If you
and Amir Abdullah and Chuba Hubbard.
Amir Abdullah and Chuba Hubbard. But if you want to run, and if Matt's leaning into, and
he's
the whole rationale for this is this defense is playing too well to just offer it up. We got to do everything we can to support a defense that's number two in the league, playing at a high level, a special teams that's really improved. Do anything you can offensively to support it. And when he's already talked about, we want to run the ball, we want to support those guys, you just brought in the best running quarterback in NFL history.
Mm-hmm. You rest your case. I don't even have anything to say about that. I mean, the way Darren looked at me, he looked me right in the eye, and he had his fingers steepled, and I was like, yes, whatever
silence.
You say. Yeah, I don't even, you made your point. I agree. Case closed. I would love to talk to you guys, though, about what it looks like behind the scenes when you have historic news like this breaking. I find it fascinating, even though I was here and focused on my own stuff. And in that sense, you guys are really on just the rapid response team. You're publishing the news. Yeah. I mean, it's going up on the web. It's going out on social, and you've got to find the right tone for it. What was yesterday like?
Well, there obviously you're
perfect.
Putting
great
putting,
start.
You're putting a situation where you have to be prepared, but you have to be prepared to have everything change at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for me, once this became a possibility, you know, once this became a thing, I went through multiple iterations of what the thumbnail for an article that eventually was read 185,000 times.
Mm-hmm. And for anyone who doesn't know, thumbnail, small picture.
Sure.
Just in case, you know.
Right. And you know, figuring out, all right, what's the, you know, what version of Cam? You know, is it running Cam, celebrating Cam, throwing Cam? You know, all these different things. Oh, my God. Well, when he throws, his body's like this, so his arms are no longer in the frame. I mean, all of these things you just don't even think about that you're dealing with at, like, you know, 6 in the morning that you're trying to work through. And then for us, just, yeah, figuring out timing. And then when it happened, it's a go, go, go. Mm-hmm. And you have, you know, 5, 6, 7 different things that are going through all these different channels. We were all sitting together, and it was like, okay, push, copy link, send, you know, Twitter out, you know, push notification on app, next article, gallery, videos, you know. And then it's, what's the tag or what's the copy for Twitter? You know, it's Darren working through, this is how we should say this, or wait, let's, you know, let's tweak that a little bit. You know, all of those things were something that it was cool because some of the people we've have here are new, and they were watching those of us that had done this when we released Cam, when Luke retired, when you signed Stephon Gilmore, or when, you know, you hire Matt Rhule. And those moments when it's so much pressure and you know the world is about to look at you, and you have to do it exactly right. And I think that I think it was a really cool thing to continue to go through with people that you've gone through it before, because it just continues to build those bonds that are kind of hard to describe.
Yeah, everyone coming together, team atmosphere.
It really is. And I remember one line that's always stuck in my head. Ted Williams, the Baseball Hall of Famer, maybe the greatest hitter of all time.
Red
Somebody
Sox
asked
fan.
Him how you hit a baseball, and he said it's all about wait, quick, quick, quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what yesterday was like. It was preparation. It was, you know, and again, there's no point BSing people. We had a little... You know the team is doing certain things. You know the team is looking in certain directions. But you have to prepare for a lot more than just one narrow thing at one narrow moment. Will and I have a content graveyard of stories that we've prepared that have never gone to press. And you knew it was moving in a certain direction. You've got stuff lined up. You've got stuff prepared. But you don't know when. And you don't know how, and you don't know what the tone's going to be, and you don't know if it's going to be
what the terms are, too. Yeah, right. I mean, basic facts.
And we didn't know those things because they still didn't know all those things. I mean, this thing evolved. It went from Tuesday night, an initial conversation between Matt and Cam, to then they talk numbers, and then they get to a place, and then they arrange for Cam to fly up here on Thursday morning. And then Cam's got to sit down with Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And work through some of the stuff from a year and a half ago and what it's going to look like on the other side and what the expectations are for the next couple months. So, you know, all those things were happening without me and Will knowing what was being said in that room or how it was going or what the tone was.
So you weren't in the room with Cam and Dave.
Oddly enough,
shocked.
No. Yeah, Will was actually the one that took the picture of Dave and Cam in the driveway, as far as you know.
Looked like Will's handiwork.
So I have a story just for the podcast listeners, and no one, y'all can't tell anyone. Got this? So don't tell anyone this. This is fun. This is Will for 30 seconds going into a very, very nerdy place, and I'm just going to do it real quick. So,
well, they're used to it. You don't have to
do it. Yeah, everyone knows. So when back in 2020, when Cam was released, one of the things I did, you know, obviously Cam's bio is linked in thousands and thousands of places over the world of the internet. And when you release someone and you take the bio off the website, all of a sudden all those links are dead. 404 error, page cannot be found. Those aren't good for websites when you have page errors. So what I did was I set up a redirect through the league for whenever someone clicks on this link that was Cam's bio, it just redirects to the roster. So
prior to this news, you're
right,
saying
right.
When,
so
yes,
like after
back in
after that happened in 2020. So the last 2 years, anytime that Cam's
what
bio
if it all just
Googled,
redirected to like Will's staff page?
I mean,
Sorry.
So it helps your SEO, you know, all those sort of things to not have 404, you know, page errors. Well, somewhere along the line in the last 48 hours, I remembered we're about to republish Cam's bio, that redirect has to be taken off. And that goes through someone at the league that goes through someone else. So obviously you have to be careful about who you're telling or, you know, how before this thing really gets out. So on Thursday, once things start going in a direction that, you know, is kind of out there in the media, I sent in the request of, hey, we need to take this redirect off. And they're like, yeah, sure, great. You know, 30 minutes later, nothing. 45 minutes later, yeah, we're still working on it. You know, as we're getting close to doing this, it should be down in the next 10 minutes. I'm like, I don't know if I have 10 minutes.
While this is going on, Will looks like one of those cartoon thermometers where the red just keeps going up and up and up, and you see these waves of heat coming
off the top
of
it. I bet the glasses were on, the glasses were off.
There was stress.
So somehow it all worked out. They literally got it down minutes before we went live with everything. And they didn't know. They didn't know our timeline. They're like, yeah, you know, they're just people. Yeah, sure, hold on, let me get to that.
You can't give them a heads up.
The guy in Charlotte needs us to push this button. When can we do that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. I got a breakfast meeting.
Yeah. Hang on.
I got a quick Zoom call.
I did try turning it off and back on. Some people on Twitter got a kick out of seeing him back on the roster with his Patriots headshot in a Panthers jersey.
We do what we got to do until we can get that headshot. I want to close with one thing that both Will and I got to see yesterday. Again, this is just for the podcast listeners. So when Cam got to the stadium and after his meeting with Dave and before all the everything started, before the physicals and shaking hands and the meetings with Fitterer and everyone in Rule. We just kind of heard that he was going out or he was out on the field, right? Like I'm walking past my office and all of a sudden I hear, Cam's on the field. And there might have been five or six of us that saw it total. And Will, you have much more of a historical perspective on what he did, but I got to see it too. My first time in the building since he's been here, you know, working with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, as a fan, of course, and I've met him several times. But you know,
I think, and I was looking back at site traffic in 2020. Our two biggest days were Panthers release Cam Newton and Panthers hire Kristen Balboni within like a week of each other.
Be quiet. All right. Yes. One free agency signing to replace
course,
the other. Yeah, of course. Charlotte
corresponding
Legends,
move, I think, is what they call it.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes. But I don't want to. I didn't want to, you know, upset Cam on his way back. Because obviously, I did way better traffic than that. You know. But what did we see? Like, it was awesome.
So I'll preface with this. Growing up, I was that kid that like imagined running out through the backyard into like the Super Bowl tunnel. You know, you like put on like Eminem's Lose Yourself. Like I played it literally for 3 hours on a drive up to a Panthers game in middle school.
God,
like
your poor parents.
Yeah. I mean, on you know, headsets or whatever, in just like imagining like a movie of, you know, highlights or magical things or just, you know, everything you grew up thinking about sports in that like final 5 minutes of Remember the Titans or whatever movie that just moves you. Cam is the embodiment of that. In real life.
It's called, on TikTok, it's called the main character.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so Cam, before every game, and during the warm-up section, before guys put on their pads, you know, kickers are out there kicking, people are running around, there's trainers shagging balls, and Cam would go from one end zone to the other, just taking the ball and, like, dribbling it. And it always would bounce back in the exact same way to him, and he'd go 100 yards all the way down the field. And it was almost like, you know, kind of a movie where all these things are going around and the main character is just walking, you know, quietly through all this stuff. Like, things are exploding.
Buildings are falling in an Armageddon.
And he's just walking right through it, you know. And then he gets to the other end zone, he takes a knee, and he says a prayer, like, into the goalpost. And everyone surrounds him. You know, it's this whole big moment of Cam's pregame. And there he was, completely empty stadium. You know, I mean, you could, it's a scene out of a movie.
And no one knew.
No one knew.
He was, I mean, and there, it was out
and
there just
is,
for him, and
there
then we
he
watched.
Is walking down the middle of the field, looking up at all the skyscrapers that are now in Charlotte, looking everywhere. I'm sure memories of this 47-yard line, this play, this 38-yard line, this play. You know, all just looking around.
And also, I'd have to imagine what's happened in the time since he's been gone.
Right. All of those thoughts, you know, are just racing through his head. And then there he is, all by himself, takes a knee at the goalpost, and it just sent shivers through my spine. Like, watching it from the press box, all by himself, just takes a knee and prays. And it's just like, you know?
It was a very small, quiet moment that I think for fans who have been deeply affected by him coming back, I had a lot of responses on Twitter of fans' reactions. You could tell it means as much to him as it does to a lot of other people in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And it's great, and we're excited to see what happens.
Yeah, and everybody is. And Will knows. Will kind of looks at me like, that's not a new thing. I've always, since I walked into this building, and they talk about One Carolina, and there's that logo on the wall down there. And it's not it, – it's Carolina with a one instead of the I. And it's and it wasn't in reference to Cam Newton, but when you see it now in this context, people saw that last night, and I tweeted it out, and it was like, whoa, and people were like, yes, that, you know. And it was. He does something visceral to people. He creates reactions – that you can't explain with stats or numbers or contracts or arrivals or anything like that. He's just one of those guys, when you see him, you react. Because he's interesting. He's visually the guy your eyes are drawn to. So I think it's going to be, listen, will it work out? Is he going to come back and lead the Carolina Panthers Super Bowl? I don't know. But what I do know is Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock, Eastern time, I want to be watching it. I want to see what unfolds next. And I think a lot of people around the Carolinas are the same way.
Well, I think we should leave it right there. So we'll find out. We'll find out a little bit more. It's cool because this story is as cool as yesterday was. It is far from over. So we'll be talking about it every week on the Happy Half Hour podcast. We'll see you then.